Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Vav Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning Simin Tav Samach Ches. We're leaving our discussion of complicated kashrus chometz questions on Pesach, and now we're going to discuss in this beautiful Simin what you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach in terms of melach, in terms of work. There's an entire perek in Psachim that deals with Makom Shenagu, places where there were customs of doing work on Erev Pesach in the morning, and here we're going to be dealing first with Erev Pesach in the afternoon, which is the time for the Korban Pesach and the time for getting rid of all of your chametz. So therefore, there are some different halachic considerations before Chatzos and after Chatzos. So we start off Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, we're on the bottom of Ayin Vov Omud Aleph, the very last line. The Mechaber tells us, Ha'osu Melach Erev Pesach, Mechatzos Ulamala. If somebody does work on Erev Pesach, that's Yudalid Nisan in the afternoon from Chatzos and onwards until it's actually starting to be Yontif, when everybody agrees that, of course, there's an Issa Dereis of doing Melacha. So here you're doing work on Erev Pesach. You're allowed to turn on the lights. You're allowed to do certain types of Melachas. He was talking about certain types of work that are prohibited to be done on Erev Pesach. If somebody does this, they go against the dinim over here, then mishamten or so. We put him in shamta. We put him in cherem. We put him in excommunication. The Gemara uses words like shamta, nidui, and cherem in slightly different ways. For our purposes now, we'll just call this all one excommunication. So we excommunicate a person that goes against the words of Chazal over here. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph tells us the reason is Hatam, Bibnei Shus Man Shchitas HaPesach. The first and major reason the post could bring down over here, the only one that the Mishneh Berurah brings down over here, although he'll bring down another reason in the Bir Halacha, is because this was the time for Shchitas HaPesach. You shechted the Korban Pesach in the afternoon after Chatzos on Yudalid Nisan, Shekoye Echod Miyisol Chaybo, and every Jewish person is obligated in bringing and being part of the Korban Pesach, and therefore the Yom Shavi and Korban Ukiyantiv. And the day that you bring a Korban is a personal Yantiv for you. The Korban Pesach is interesting. It's a Korban Sibur, albeit each individual has to bring it. And therefore, Velochain, also Medivri Sofim Melacha, the rabbi is prohibited over here the doing of Melacha because it's your personal Yantiv. And he says this is true even nowadays. Afilu Bizmanazeh, which unfortunately, Bishwal Avasein or Rabbin, we don't have a base in Migdash, and the Lekha Korban, we don't bring Korban Pesach. Ritzi Hirsch Kalish. Sure, Zatzal was a great tzaddik who wrote a whole kuntris as to why today we should bring a Korban Pesach, and he goes through all the potential problems with it, but all the majority of the Gedolim disagreed with him, and we don't bring a Korban Pesach today, obviously. So even though there's no Beis HaMikdash today, and we don't have the Korban Pesach, Adayin HaIsser B'Mekom HaOmid. Nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah says we still have the Isser of doing Melacha in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. The issue footnote number one brings down the Ke'ein Zel Inyan Isser Tainis B'Yisru Chag Shul Shavuos. He says the same thing applies on Shavuos, on Isru Chag of Shavuos, when if Shavuos came out on a Shabbos, so then they would bring the Korban on the day afterwards on Sunday, so therefore Isru Chag has a certain halachic status to us as a yontif, and therefore any day that we have obligation to bring a Korban is like a yontif. And he says, even somebody that's potter from bringing the Korban Pesach, for example, somebody living in Chutz La'aretz is technically not obligated. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down that nevertheless, even a person in Chutz La'aretz is also to do Melacha on Erev Pesach, because he says it's a yontif for most of Klal Yisrael, therefore you have a yontif as well. The issue footnote number two brings down legabe avel shepaga bo harega besol shloshim lekvur. If somebody is nebuch in avelus, still within the shloshim, and it hits upon him to be yontif. The same thing applies with the shiva, that you end the shiva and you end the shloshim at chatzos of erev Pesach because it's already a shtikul yontif at that point in time. This is different than erev Sukkis and erev Shavuos, where the avelus or the shloshim will end only a very brief period of time before yontif actually starts, not by chatzos. The issue footnote number three brings down b'tam adav shalot his batel hayisr af bisman hazeh. Nowadays this still applies. He says the Magen Avraham writes because the isr melacha biyom shemakrivim bo karbon who davar shenik batzayde kibus chachamim shenimnu nigmuru kach b'chol mekomos. Because the rabbis in their great wisdom and in their great numbers decided that this should be the case, and we don't have the ability to go and say that that no longer is applicable today, even though the reasoning may not be extant. Now the Chavetz Chaim in the Bi Halacha Dibra Maschil Mechatzos Ulamala brings down that he says that this reason that we have over here, because it's the Yom of the Shchitas Korban Pesach, that's from the Yerushalmi. However, he brings down, there's another reason that Rashi brings down, Kadesh Lo Yeh Torid B'Melacha, that a person shouldn't be so busy doing his work and he'll forget to be Mevaris Chametz and to prepare the matzahs and do all the other mitzvahs. And according to this, however, there would be a nafkamina. What happens if first day of Pesach was on Sunday. So then Erev Pesach would be Shabbos, when you can't do Melacha anyway. So according to the first reason that you're shechting your Korban Pesach then, so then this would not apply to Friday, because you're not shechting your Korban Pesach. But according to Rashi, that it has to do with all the preparations, so all the preparations would be done on Friday. So you wouldn't be allowed to do Melacha as well, even from Chatzos on Friday afternoon, which is 2 days before Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. But the Chofetz Chaim brings down that most of the poskim, the Rav poskim, Toskim, Tam, Yerushalmi, they bring down the reason that we brought down because of the bringing of the Korban Pesach, and therefore one doesn't have to be machmir on Erev Pesach when it's Erev Pesach Sholios B'Shabbos. Finally, Dear Shufut number 4 brings down another reason from the Pnei Yoshua, and he says, because Erev Pesach is Nikra Moed, it has the halachic status of being a shtiku yontiv. It says, Ele Moadei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh, and then it says after that, Bachodosh Arishon Bi Arbosol Lachodesh, Bein Horabayim Pesach Lashem. And therefore, it has the halachic status of a Moed as Erev Pesach. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, where he says, you put the person into Shamto, you put him into excommunication. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'gam Eino Roa, Simin Brocha Me'osu Melacha. The person won't get any benefit from any Melacha that he does anyway. And Dirshu footnote number 5 brings down that we already discussed this previously, and it means that even if you see a personal benefit, yeah, you just made $100 from you working on Erev Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it from you from someplace else. So you maybe gained $100 here, but you're going to get a flat tire, and you're going to have to pay $100 in some other way. So therefore, you're not going to see any siman bracha from this work that you do. It looks like you think you gain something, but ultimately you will not. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Va'afilu la'asos b'chinam osur." Hey, the guy says, listen, I'm not going to make any money off it, but I'm going to do malacha anyway. So it's not going to work either. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is dealing with imu malacha gemurah. This is one of those explicit malachas that's forbidden for a person to do. Okay, the kamei b'sif beis, we're going to learn in a moment in sif beis. It doesn't mean you can turn on the lights on Erev Pesach, that's an isser, because even though that may be an isser daraisa on Shabbos, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to turn on the lights on Erev Pesach. It means you're not allowed to do certain malachos that are malachos gemuros that we'll explain in a moment in Sif Beis. Now, the Mechaber brings down a machlokis over here between the Mordechai, which is the first opinion that's more machmir, and the Rokeach, which is the second opinion that is more lenient. And he tells us, this is the Mordechai, afilu ayidei eino Yehudi, that says you're not allowed to do malach over here in Erev Pesach, even if a non-Jewish person is asked to do the malach for you. But he brings down from the Rokeach, that the Rokeach is letting you do this, and the Ramah says, we follow the more lenient opinion over here of the Rokeach, that you can ask a non-Jewish person to do malacha for you on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Dalid. Why does the Mordechai say you can't have a non-Jewish person do malacha for you? He says it has the same halachic status. Come on, b'cholamoid. In the cholamoid, you're not allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do malacha for you as well. Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah says, there's the opinion of the Rokeach that is more makel, the Yesh Misha Matir. He says, this is true, afilu huose beveso, shall Yisrael. Even if the non-Jewish person is doing it in the Jewish person's house, which normally we wouldn't let you do something like that, because in this situation we allow it, the Sfir Lei, the Loich Mir Bazeh, by Mir La'akum, come up with Cholomoy v'yontif. Here, whereas on Cholomoy and Yontif, you can ask a non-Jewish person to do something for you, Amir La'akum, in your house, so then, here, we're not so machmir, and we would let the non-Jewish person do it for you on Erev Pesach, even in your house. Then he tells us, the Mishnah adds, will Inyan listap by the Akumacha Chatzos, to take a haircut from a non-Jewish person after Chatzos, his kimu habi achronim, brings down that many achronim allow this, and we've seen the Shaar Tzion Osei, this is the Marshal, the Bach, the Yerab, the Chayodim, and the Mogin Elef, that they make kol hokil, af shemati rosha letzadim esapim, mosaik tzatz, even though you're assisting a little bit by turning your head, moving your head, so you can cut your hair better. However, to use a Jewish barber, avodei Yisrael, also, that's not allowed, even if he's not going to charge you, afilu b'chinam, even if the Jewish barber is not going to charge you, you're not allowed to do this, mishum dehi malacha gemura. This is an example of a malacha gemura. Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down, to cut your own hair, the Ramah writes in the name of the Mari Mintz, that is allowed. And this is also explained by the Shach, because the Isra over here, that you should be mistaped, you should cut your hair, is only if somebody else does it. So a person wants to shave, take his own haircut, cut his own hair, he'd be allowed to do that. Nevertheless, not everybody agrees with this. Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskins, Shafilu L'Saper Satzvul. So you're not allowed to do this yourself, and this is also the opinion of Rav Ozzah Zatzal in the Kovetz Beis HaLevi, and he brings down that one should Paskin L'Hachmer over here, and this is also the opinion, he says, of the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down this heter that you can do it yourself, as opposed to you're not allowed to do it with a Jewish person. What about cutting the nails? So the Mishnah Berurah says, when the tilas siparnayim, to cut your nails, simshachat litan olson kodem chatzos, if you didn't do it before chatzos, so then he brings down yesh lahakko, you can be lenient over here, afil ayide atzmo, o ayide acher bechinam. Somebody else could cut it for you if they're not getting paid, and you certainly can do it yourself. In the Shaar HaTzion, Ozayin, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is based upon the El Yezuta, and this is also the Prima Godim, Chai Odom, who agree with this, and the reasoning is because al Cholamoid itself, most poskim say you'd be allowed to do this, and therefore certainly you can be somech al koponim the erev Pesach to kill mechol moed. Even though there are poskim that say you can't do it on chol moed, but you can certainly rely upon the opinion that you can do it on chol moed. So certainly you can do it on erev Pesach, which is less strict. Now we go to Sif Beis and talk about what exactly is this Malacha Gemura. So the Mechaber says, Bamedvar Mamurim, what are we talking about? Kisha osim Malacha lehistaker. You're doing over here Malacha for payment. You're doing this as work. Or the Ramah says, even if you're doing it b'chinam, but v'hu melacha gemura, but it is a real full melacha gemura, such as litfor bigodim, to go sew up clothing, mamish, something like that is a real melacha. He brings it down from the Beis Yosef himself. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav explains that you're not allowed to get paid for this, u'b'ze afilu ein melacha gemura asur, to get paid for something, even if it's not a melacha gemura is asur. V'afilu mitzorach yantif, and even if the melacha that you're doing is for the benefit of yantif, you're not allowed to do it. He then brings down Kosu Achronin, the Pol She'en Lo Ma Yochal, Mutalasus Malach Liestaker. However, somebody that's destitute and doesn't have enough food for Yontif would be allowed to work on Erev Yontif. Dirshu footnote number 7 brings down that the Gedder over here is if you don't have anything to eat at all. And he says, even though that you're allowed to do Malach in this situation, in order to get food for yourself, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, that you should try to do this Malach B'tzina if at all possible. But if you can't do a B'tzina, and the only way you'll be able to get food for Yontif is if you do it publicly, you're allowed to do it even publicly. But this is only talking about somebody that doesn't have anything to eat. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin tells us the Ramah said even a Malacha Megemura is not allowed for free. He says, Bazeh also afilu l'tzorach Yontif. And even if this is for Tzorach Yontif, you're not allowed to do this. For example, the kibbutz kelov who bechlal Malacha Megemura yosser, going and laundering your clothing is something that's not allowed to be done. Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down, today we have machines. So he says, what happens if you turn on your laundry machine over here, your washing machine, and you put it on before chatzos, and it's going to continue after chatzos? So Yashu says, that's absolutely not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, what about sending it to a goyish laundromat, ulchavo says, akum, mutta b'chol gavne litin achatzos. You can even give that in after chatzos. Then he brings down Kotzuach Ronim, the Chol Mashemut, Elasos, B'chol Shemoyed. Anything that you're allowed to do on Chol Shemoyed could go and Dover Ovid. For example, if something's going to be financial loss to you, so then you're allowed to do this on Erev Pesach as well. Or Osha Osim, I see a head joke. Or if it's something that's not a complicated thing, it's not a professional Uman that needs to do this over here. A regular person can do this. Below my say Uman, it's not an artisan that needs to do this. V'yesh Batzorach Hamoyed, and there's some reason that it will benefit your Yontif. For example, Kiyotzib is there, or anything similar to this, Mishad, Dvarim, Mutarim, B'chol Shemoyed, anything you're allowed to be doing on Chol Shemoyed, you're allowed to do this on Erev Pesach as well. Kol Shekin, certainly, Mutarim, the Erev Pesach, HaChatzos, you can do it after Chatzos, even on Erev Pesach. Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down, so buying or selling things, for example, in a store is perfectly permissible, because you're allowed to do that even on Chol Shemoyed, because it's allowed for the needs of the Yontif, so you can do that on Chol Shemoyed. So certainly you can do it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And he brings this down in the Kovitz Beis Halevi as well, that this is permissible. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'chein kol oson she'tiru l'sapru l'chabitz v'chol shemoyed. Likewise, anybody that has a head to go and take a haircut or to do the laundry on chol shemoyed, for example, somebody came back from a trip, could go and abob medina sayam. He didn't have an opportunity to do his laundry over there. Now he's coming back on chol shemoyed. Or v'ayotzi meis asurim, somebody was in jail and now he gets out. So these people are allowed to go and take a haircut or go do their laundry. So then certainly in this situation, mutar gam came to Erev Pesach ha-chatzos. They could also do this on Erev Pesach after chatzos. Dirshu footnote number 11 brings down that these types of activities like hair cutting and laundering over here, when you're allowed to do them on Erev Pesach, so it brings down Vade Muta Lasos and Afilu B'schar. Then when you're allowed to do this, you can even pay somebody to do it for you, a Jewish person, and they'd be allowed to go and do this for you. And that's because these types of things you can't do on Chol Hamoed because it's Uvda D'chol and you can't take payment for it. But on Erev Pesach, there's no problem of Uvda D'chol, so you'd be allowed to do this. The Mechaber continues and he says, Avu Mesakin hu kelu v'yontif. But you are allowed to do on Erev Pesach to go and fix your utensils that you need for Yontif. And likewise, V'chei Misha Kosiv Svarim Liatzmo. Somebody's writing notes on, or safer even for himself. Derech Limudo, as part of his regular learning, Mutter, you can do that type of Kesiva. That's not a problem to write on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, Rotz Shalom, and the Mechaber is telling us over here, Kli Yoshon Shiniskalki. You have a utensil, an old utensil, and it's getting broken, Kitzas, a little bit, and you have to fix it. O Begod of shenikru ktsa, so you have a little tear in your garment. You don't want to fix it. You're allowed to go and do melacha gemur over here for this. Rashi l'sakin l'sofrim l'tzorch yontiv. You'd be allowed to go and do this melacha over here on erev Pesach in order to get your clothing ready for yontiv. And likewise, uvadin shemuta kozel l'tzorch chaveru muchinim. You can even do this to your friend as long as you're not getting paid for it. Furthermore, the Kotsu Achronim brings down the Achronim say, Da filu maisi umen mutbizeh. And even if you're an artisan over here, you'd be allowed to go and do this for not getting paid for it. And that's what you see in Shara Sion Oshud. He says that the Graz brings down that if you're getting paid for it, even maisi hedrit, you're not allowed to do. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes says, Ula atzmo derech limudo, you're allowed to write down for yourself, for your learning. The kivin shederech limudo, uli atzmo hu, since you're writing it down for your own purposes over here, that this ksiv over here, kosev enoniris ke melacha gemura. It doesn't look like this writing down is a melacha gemura. Shebevada inam skavin lichsivu gemura v'aguna. You're not really doing this for, quote, ksiva purposes. You're doing this so you help you remember your learning. And therefore, the heavy ketikun be almo, and this is just like fixing something shi'tiru l'tzorach moed that you're allowed to do on the moed, as we just said. However, for other people, acherim afilu b'chinam also was there. For other people, you wouldn't be allowed to do this even if you're not getting paid. The issue footnote number 13 brings down kisharich lichtov li'atzmo mezuzo tefillin. If you have to write a mezuzo tefillin and not really needing it on the moed, you can use this for after the moed, or lichtov li'acherim l'tzorach moed, or you're writing it for somebody else that needs it for the moed, or if there's no sefer Torah over here and you have to go and write one or fix it for the tzibur, so then we'll learn mutu l'kosvam af b'cholamoid. You'll be allowed to do this on cholamoid, and certainly could do this on Erev Pesach as well. The issue footnote number 14 brings down from the El Yazuta. If you're writing for somebody else, other than these extenuating circumstances, that is considered melacha gemura, and you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Erev Pesach, even if it's a tzorach mitzvah, and even if you're not getting paid for it, because it's a yontif, and you're not allowed to do these things unless there's extenuating circumstances. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is now switching tracks. Until now, we've been talking about after Chatzos, when there was a full Isser instituted by the rabbis. Now we're talking about Kodem Chatzos. So the Sif Gimel, the Mechaber tells us, if you're dealing with Kodem Chatzos, so then it all depends on what the minhag is of the places. The Perek in Pesachim tells us, Malkum Shenoagu versus Malkum Shalonoagu, a whole bunch of dinim over there, and one of them is doing Malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So Malkum Shenoagu lasses Malacha Osin, in a place where the custom was that you can work before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, from the start of the day until Chatzos, you're allowed to do Malacha, and Malkum Shenoagu Shalol lasos ain't Osin, but in a place where the minhag was not to do Malacha, even in the morning of Erev Pesach, you can't do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud, this is even afilu b'schar. If the minhag was that you could do malacha, you could even get paid to do the malacha. And this is brought down in Siv Hey, the Mitzvah Shem will learn in an upcoming Shia, Yehovar b'siv zeh, ayin sham chabiv ramot, what exactly we're talking about. Now, Siv Katan Yud Aleph, he tells us, you're not allowed to do malacha, from when? Hainu mineitza cham l'mala. That's from the sun's rising until Chatzos. But b'chol halayla mutter, but all night long, even though it's Yudalit, it starts, obviously, the night of Yudalit, you do b'dikas chametz, that's called Yudalit. Nevertheless, then it's permissible. Even in a place where the minhag was not to do malacha in the morning, you're allowed to do it at night. And he says, once a minhag was established in a certain place that you can't do malacha in the morning, so then all the their descendants in that place have to follow that minhag. They're not allowed to change it because you don't go and disregard the Torah that your parents taught you. In other words, if that was their minhag, then you have to continue it. And you can't do Ataras and Dharma over here. It doesn't work over here to do Ataras and Dharma. Why not? So the issue footnote number 15 explains, because Ataras and Dharma brings out from the carbon and sana works because the person is mischarit, he has regret that he made this neder. But how can you regret something that you didn't make the neder? Your parents, grandparents, etc. made the neder, and they're not having regret, you are, and therefore Ataras and Dharma doesn't work in this type of a situation. The Ramah now says, I go, Lididah nowadays, meaning our custom today is Makum Shenagu Shalosos. We are like a Makum Shenagu lot not to do Malach. He brings down from the Mari Vial. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud Beis, he says, not everybody agrees with this. He says, Ayin in the Levush and Shari Achronim, Shein Samuskum. Not everybody agrees with what the Ramah said over here from the Mari Vial, that you're not allowed to do any Malach nowadays in the mornings. There are plenty of places that do have the Minog that they do Malach until Chatzos. And he says, everybody should follow the Minog of their place. The issue footnote number 16 discusses what the minhag in Yerushalayim and where exactly in Yerushalayim we consider this minhag ayin sham. Then the Ramah says, v'dafka melachos gemuros. In the Ramah's opinion, where you don't do melacha today in the morning, it's only a real melacha. Abo shah melachos afilu minhag leka. And he brings this down from the Ari Bruna. So he says over here that other melachos, even in a place where we have the minhag not to do melacha gemura, you can do melachos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Gimel that this was what we discussed a moment ago in Siv Beis. Kanal b'Siv Beis in the Ramah b'Agor v'la'achar chatzos. With this, we conclude today's shir.